Beverly A. Richardson.
Buck.
Yeah.
Dale invited me to this meeting. This meeting of his religion that he is in, that has really helped him out with all the problems that's going on in his life. It's solved all his problems. This religion is so awesome.
A meeting of what kind of religion is this?
I think it's Eisenhowergy.
Eisenhowergy? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Listen, man, you gotta stay away from this stuff. This is bad stuff. Look, listen, I got sucked into this a few years back. Some of my comedian friends, they took me to this meeting. They had me take tests. First of all, listen, Eisenhowergy, these people are insane. They believe that President Eisenhower, okay? You know President Eisenhower, right?
Yeah, David Eisenhower. Yeah.
They believe that when he was in the war and he was, like, commanding all his troops, that he found, like, this underground kingdom, right?
Yeah.
And that he found all these underground critters and, like, called underground people. I forget what they were called. And that he got all these secrets from them. And, like, he said that, like, this guy, one of these critters named Underground Admiral Pazuzu, all right? I think that's what his name. Underground Admiral Pazuzu. In 800 million years in the future, casts a hex that goes back in time and it's like affects everyone on Earth and makes your life crap. And like he said, like Eisenhower, like discovered like a special way that you can get this hex off of you. And that's what this thing is all about. And you have to spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these hexes off of you from this underground critter from 800 million years in the future. It's the ridiculous bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, now wait a minute. You know, this is his religion, okay? Now, I don't want you to make fun of it. It's something that he believes in. So we have to try to respect him and understand that his intentions are good. He's not trying to suck me into something.
Listen. Look, President Eisenhower did not find an underground kingdom. Some guy made this whole thing up, okay? There is no underground Admiral Pazuzu, okay? It's all made up. These guys, it's a cult, okay? It's a cult. You should not get into this.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Dale, I really think, is a very intelligent person, so I really don't think we should pass judgment on him that
listen,
he would be going into...
bad stuff, okay? It's bad stuff. The guy was the president, okay? He was in the war, whatever. But he did not find the underground secret to the hex, all right? He did not.
So, I mean, I understand your point, but try to understand mine. That we know nothing about. This is all speculation, what you're telling me. We don't know this for a fact. You heard this from people.
All right, do you think there's even 1% chance that 800 million years in the future, this underground Admiral Pazuzu cast a hex? Does that sound like something that's even remotely possible?
It doesn't sound possible, but I'm willing to go for
it. Oh, you're saying this guy is like, he's so sure of it that you know.
It's worth looking into, and if I find out there's a hoax, then I won't bother with it anymore. But I don't see the harm in going to one meeting.
You know, and I have to tell you, and another thing is part of the treatment is you have to carry bowling balls around with you, like, everywhere you go.
Why?
You know, like, when you're in their meetings and stuff, because they say that these underground critters that Eisenhower discovered,
yeah,
like, they look like little bowling balls with legs. So that's why when you carry the bowling balls around, it'll help get rid of the hex. I mean, how crazy is that?
Interesting and really bizarre, but you know what? It might work.
What? It might work? What are you talking about?
I don't know. We have to be open-minded about this sort of thing. It sounds insane, but it's worth a shot.